If you're looking to experience more pleasure in your life and a deeper level of connection with yourself and or your intimate partners in 2023, let's work together. Hello, I'm Stacey O, maitre d' of Finger Food Podcast and Holistic Sexuality Coach. You can apply to work with me by visiting my website, www.stacyogorman.com, or by clicking the link on this podcast bio.
Welcome to Finger Food. I'm your maitre d', Stacey O, and I'm here to serve you intimate conversations around sexuality and pleasure. On the menu is a selection of heart-to-hearts with people who vulnerably share their stories, insights, and perspectives. This podcast is about sex and so much more. We explore connection, letting go of judgment, and accepting ourselves exactly as we are. Let's dine. In this episode, I chat to Kareem. Kareem is a US-based actor, singer, and model. He grew a sizable following online by uploading Facebook videos of himself singing in the shower every week to millions of fans. He was subsequently chosen by a talent scout to compete in the X Factor USA, where he received a unanimous yes from judges Simon Cowell, Demi Lovato, and Kelly Rowland. After the competition, Kareem moved to LA, where he transitioned into the realm of acting, quickly securing a recurring role in the Netflix TV show Startup. He is currently a guest star in the NBC Peacock's One of Us is Lying. In this intimate conversation, Kareem talks about being a man and expressing your femininity, African culture and homophobia, beauty standards in the entertainment industry, getting the sex talk at 21, lol, lying about losing your virginity to be cool, we've all done it, confidence, playing out sex scenes with both men and women, the anxiety of them airing, and so much more. It's great to have you here at the table. Let's get started.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome, Kareem.
Thank you.
It's such an honor to have you here. I'm so excited. Oh, so let's just get right into it.
Let's do it.
So first and foremost, where are you from and what's your family background?
So I am West African. I'm half Mandingo from Guinea and I'm half Congolese. That's Central African. That's my father was born in Conakry, Guinea, and then my mom was born in Congo. I was born in Washington, D.C., because they came over to the States and had a beautiful love story. Mm. And yeah, I went to college in Chicago. I went to grad school in L.A., and now I live in New York.
Amazing. Yeah. Oh. So your parents had a beautiful love story.
They sure did. Aww. Yeah, they sure did. They had my eldest brother in Chicago, and yeah, they met here and just fell in love.
Aww.
Well, if my dad were to tell the story, he would say that my mom was captured by his incredible, handsome stature. But the truth is, my mom was a model. She's gorgeous. And so, like, he, like, begged for her to, like, come from, like, Switzerland, where she was at the time, to, like, move in with him in America. Yeah. Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful story.
Oh, and they're still together. And
now they're still together. Yeah. It's been like, my God, so many years. 40, I don't know. Wow. Something really long. Yeah. Yeah. About 40 years, I think.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that. I love love.
Me too.
And what are your pronouns and what do they mean to you?
My pronouns are he, him. Which to me means that, I mean, I'm a man, I guess, or a young man. And I think that's important because, like, the way I dress and, you know, the way that, like, I express myself, I have, you know, I love to wear mesh sometimes, or, you know, sometimes I'll wear, like, things that could be considered more feminine. And so I think that, like, just me going by he, him means, you, like, I'm a guy, I'm a man, but it's okay if I, like, play around that, I guess. Mm. That doesn't make me any less or more of a man. Like, I'm a man regardless. But I don't mind the pronouns she. I think a lot of guys get, like, really, like freaked out, like, when, you know, sometimes people be like, girl, or like, girl, yeah, stop playing. Like, there's a really popular video of Sean P. Diddy, and, like, he's on this talk show and somebody is like, girl, stop playing, and he got so offended. Like, he got so mad. And, like, for me, it's like, it's not a big deal. I don't mind going by a girl or she or whatever, or they even, but he, him, for the most part. Yeah.
Beautiful. So you're a very successful multi-dimensional artist. You act on some very popular Netflix series. You sing. You've been on the X Factor US with Simon Cowell and Kelly Rowland. And can you tell me a little bit about your journey with, well, in the world of showbiz, really, and how that's played a role in the evolution of your sex life, your sexuality?
For sure. I think that growing up, and, you know, like, diving into the world of entertainment as a younger kid, I was always a really skinny kid. It was like, for some reason, people feel comfortable making fun of people when they're skinny, but like, it's offensive when it's, like, on the other end of the spectrum. But kids made fun of me all that, and adults too, for, like, being really skinny, all the time. Like, oh boy, you gotta eat more. Or, like, oh man, like, I could wrap you around my finger. Like, just really, like, stuff that makes you stop and be like, wow, like, makes you really self-conscious. And you know, I was really self-conscious about my body for, like, a really long time. I remember, like, being on the X Factor, and, you know, I wore a full suit and my body wasn't, like, really showing, because I didn't want that to, like, be a highlight. I just wanted to sing.
How old were you when you were on the X Factor?
I think I was, like, maybe 18 or 19. I was pretty young. And then, so, yeah, coming off of that show and then, like, diving into the world of modeling and acting, I started to realize the more I worked out, the more muscle I put onto my body. And, you know, maybe post on Instagram, the more shirtless I was, the more likes you would get, or the more people would, like, stop and, like, really notice you and give you attention. And so, to answer your question, I think, like, you know, my journey through entertainment has really, like, one, showed me that, like, sex sells. Honestly, yeah, people respond to sex, like, way more than not. But just even with myself, though, it's made me more comfortable being a sexual person in public. Whereas before, I think, you know, I would be shy and nervous about it because I didn't want people to make fun of my body. Mm. Now I'm just like, it's a body. Like, it's, you know, I just feel like it's a temporary vessel and like I'm not going to be here forever. So it's not really a big deal if I show skin in public. So like the show I'm on now, like, I mean, they like, I'm shirtless like a lot. And I enjoy it. I feel like confident in it, you know? So yeah, I think that's the way I think just entertainment being on screen has really like shifted my thoughts on my body and like my sexuality. Yeah.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I love what you're saying around like that original like insecurity around like other people's judgment of like your body size and being too skinny. And like, I'm sure so many people can relate to that.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, just this like feeling like you're really stepping into this like love of yourself and being like, fuck it. Like,
for sure. Yeah.
This is my body.
Absolutely. Like, this is my body. Yeah. Like, whatever, y'all. Like, stop. And I love, like, I think there's this movement in the modeling world too where I see a lot more plus sized women walking the runway, which I love because, I mean, growing up, that was never, like, that was never, especially in the 90s, at least in America, like, it was all about, like, being skinny for women. And I love like this shift into like really embracing like fuller figured woman. I think it's hot.
Yeah.
And I think like so, you know, a lot of women relate to that. And yeah, I love it. I love just being confident in who you are. And yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And growing up, what stories were you told about sex and pleasure from your parents and your caregivers? And
yeah, so I was raised in an African household. So everything about my culture is very West African. And I would say that in our culture, we don't really talk about sex like that. It's more of like, yeah, it's just taboo. It's like you don't really talk about that with the people that are raising you. So everything that I learned about sex was unfortunately from like TV and like from people at school. And I mean, I didn't really get the sex talk until I was like, I think it was like 21. And I was like, oh my God.
From your parents? Yes.
It's like, Dad, you are way too late. A little too late. It was so uncomfortable. I remember it was in the car at the mall and I was kind of like, yeah, okay. All right.
21.
Yeah, it was really late. I was baffled. Love my dad. Love my dad. Yeah, it's just, but it's not even just him. It's just like our culture is like, it's uncomfortable. You don't like want to talk about it because it's, you know, like not clean or it's dirt or whatever. So yeah, I learned about it all from like TV and friends, which is not the best way to learn, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were the narratives around like the TV and your friends? Like what was your perception on?
Yeah. So I think I know the narrative was like, you have to be having sex and you have to have like the hottest person to have sex with or else like you're a loser. You're not doing anything. I'm like back in the day, like the American Pie movie was like really popular with like Stifler's mom and stuff. And like, I remember being in high school and feeling so pressured to have sex with the hottest person that you can find. And if not, like you're a geek or a loser. I was skinny. I had braces. I had acne all over my face. So like, I wasn't necessarily like this sexual like being really. Okay, so this might be a little bit of a funny story, but basically like, you know, I was friends with like a group of guys and they all had, you know, partners who were like really hot and we'd be at the lunch table and they'd be talking about, oh yeah, this weekend I was with, you know, this person and that person, da da da. And I remember it, like they'd always turn to me and they'd be like, what about you? And I'd be like, yeah, not yet. You know, I'm just like chilling and like for like years, honestly, I would be the one who just like wasn't, who was a prude, I guess. I'd finally gotten this girl and, or this person or this girl, whatever. And we were like in the movie theater and she was like trying to like, I don't know, like play with my like pant buckles and stuff. I was so prude at this point. It was like a movie I actually wanted to watch. So I remember turning and being like, hey, like we gotta, like we're gonna miss the movie. And like, she was like, what? Are you kidding me? Like, this is any like, I don't know, like 15-year-old boy's like dream. And I was just like so not tuned in with that. Yeah, I guess. And like, she was so turned off and like broke up with me like a week later. But it was like to the point where like I actually lied about like losing my virginity in high school because I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I felt like if I was the only one who didn't lose my virginity, then I'd be like the loser. And I did not, I wanted to be cool so bad. So I literally lied about it. I came up with like this story about like this person, this girl, and like, you know, I think one guy actually caught me in the lie, and I just, man, I stuck to it. I was like, nah, bro, like, nah, woo, woo, woo. Yeah, it was bad. And to this day, like, I haven't admitted that. I think this podcast, it's the first time I've admitted that I lied about losing my V-card. But yeah, I think that was really the narrative back then. Like, you know, you really had to be smashing to be cool. Yeah,
it's so crazy. Yeah. Isn't it? Because I can relate to that so. Yeah. Hardcore. Like, I lied about so much that I was like, yeah, we were in the back of the car. Yeah. And he poked me, and like we didn't even like literally touch things. Like our hands didn't even touch. And I'm like, oh, no. It was so hot.
Oh no. Oh my God.
So like, can relate. Yeah. To the lies around wanting to fit in and be cool.
Yeah,
around,
totally.
And like not be frigid. Or, right. Like, frigid. Like, yeah. What the fuck is that? You for know, it's sure. Like you're just not ready.
Yeah.
But like there's so much societal
so
pressure.
Much pressure. And like I think with movies and TV especially, like,
yeah.
I mean, every TV and movie show has a sex scene, and like it's just like now the older version of myself really like, if you're not having sex or if you have a gap where you don't even feel like having sex, like that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's perfectly fine.
Totally.
If you don't want to have sex for a few days, a few weeks, a few months, if you want to be celibate for a few years, if you don't want to lose virginity until your marriage, like whatever you decide to do is perfectly fine, and nobody should tell you any other way.
Ugh.
Like period.
Like, yes,
I don't know. It's, like, it's so frustrating to me when I like see people get pressured one way or the other. And it's like, it's annoying. Just like do what you want. It's a lot more to life than like just like sex. If you're not having sex in this moment, you're fine. You're okay.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah.
I really love that. I really love that validation of what you're saying right now, because I'm having a sexless winter right now. And I just feel like it is really seasonal.
Yeah.
And I feel like there is such an expectation of like, oh, you haven't had sex in a couple weeks.
Right?
You haven't had sex in 2 months. Like, are you okay, sweetie?
And then you just feel so bad about yourself, like you're doing something wrong, but you're not, boo.
Yeah,
you're fine. You're doing
yeah,
great,
exactly.
Sweetie. You really are.
Yes to this. This is a strong message for the Finger Food Podcast.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Listeners.
I hope
and
so.
For me, thank you.
Yeah.
And were there any like conversations around your friends like slut shaming, or like, I don't know, what was the chat around like masturbation and like that sort of thing?
Oh my God. So when it comes to like slut shaming, okay, well, this actually is the girl that I just told you broke up with me because I was so prude. She started dating a friend of mine like almost immediately after. She was like, oh, I'm gonna move on to the next. And this is awful. This is actually in middle school. She like had sent nudes to that my friend at the time, and he sent her nude to like one other person, probably more than honest. He probably sent to a lot more people than he said. Gosh. And that person sent it to like three more. Yo, like honestly, within like 24 hours, her nudes were all over the middle and high school.
Oh my God.
And it was awful. Like, I think she stuck around in the school for maybe like a few more months or the year. And then she like dropped out, completely moved to another school, and like disconnected herself from everyone like prior. And like in the moment, like I'm in middle school, so I'm not like, you know, I'm not really analyzing it the way I should. But like as an older person, like now I look back and I'm like, wow, that was so messed up to do to a young girl. Yeah, so there was definitely a lot of slut shaming in my like middle and high school. I mean, not even just that girl, but I remember they would always, you know, if a girl just like hooked up with like more than one person, then she was a slut. And it's funny how the slut shaming is always the girls, but like the dudes were the biggest hoes, and they didn't get slut shamed at all.
They were celebrating. Cool, right?
They were celebrating in the lunchroom, like, bro, yeah, high five.
What the fuck? It's such
it's awful. Like, I hate this part about society so much, because I have a lot of friends who are girls who are like very sexual beings. And they're like so beautiful and so honest and so fun and so real. Yeah, I think it should, I don't know. Anyway, slut shaming was ingrained at a very young age in my life for sure. And it still exists, but I try not to subscribe to it at all. I don't think I subscribe to it at all.
Amazing. And what about the chats around masturbation around your friends? Was that like celebrated, or was that like...
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I remember this one kid, like we were in middle school, and like he was like the first one to kind of like discover it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I remember his name and everything. He came to school like, bro, I got to tell you. So like, this is unreal. So like, yeah, I think it was like definitely like... It was fine to do it. It was never like, you know, like unless it came from like family or whatever, who didn't really talk about it. So like, yeah, I think it was cool to like do that to yourself, I guess.
That's so interesting, because I feel like that is also a narrative shift between like boys and girls.
Yeah.
Like, I reckon it's like, well, the narrative at my school was like, oh, you touch yourself?
Right.
So gross.
Right. It's disgusting.
But like, how sad is that? You know, like, I love that it was celebrated amongst your friends.
Amongst friends, it was definitely celebrated for sure.
Amazing. It was not a
problem. Now is the time to ask for what you want. Great sex, safe sex, regular sex, all of the sex. Better to have and not need than need and not have. Johnny Condoms are certified vegan, and they come with environmentally friendly disposable bags. Sex is awesome. Be good to yourself, others, and Mother Nature by choosing Johnny.
And I am interested, you talked about like obviously like watching sex scenes when you were younger on the TV, and that sort of being the narrative for what you knew sex to be growing up. Have you had to play out many sex scenes in your acting career?
Yeah. I have had two sex scenes in my acting career. One is one with a girl, and another one is the same sex with a guy. And the one when, like, that was with a girl, I was a lot younger, and it was, like, my first sex scene. It was, like, really trashy, and it was, like, in a bathroom. And I was really immature about it. Like, I don't know, like, I actually noticed maybe the girl was like uncomfortable because I was so immature. Like, I was literally like so stupid. Oh my God. Like, I would like be like making sounds like even in between the takes. I'd be like, like I was just joking around. I was like, like, thought it was funny. But like in retrospect, I was like really, really immature about it. So yeah, moving forward, I would never be that like just frivolous over like something that probably like is really like, you know, means a lot to the other actor. Probably like, you know, big moment, might have been the first and only time that she shared a sex scene on screen.
Yeah.
And the second one is on the show that I'm on now. So I play a queer character, and I have a sex scene with the guy that plays my boyfriend on the show. And it is, it was a roller coaster for me, because it's the first time that I'm playing a queer character on such a large platform. I mean, it's NBC, it's Peacock, it's on Netflix out here. So a lot of people saw it. Probably millions of people saw it. And leading up to it, I had so much anxiety. I mean, I had crippling anxiety. And the first time that I saw the scene is when I was in my ADR session. So like, ADR is like when like you're in a studio like this and you're recording over parts of the scene where maybe the audio didn't pick up as much. So I'm in a recording studio and they're playing the scene out, and there's just like huge screen of me just like like hooking up with this other guy. And that was the first time I saw the scene. I immediately, like, I was having a great day. Like, I was so excited. I was like, oh yeah, like, we're working, like, in the studio. I see it, and I immediately like shrivel up, and I was like really scared, because, you know, I come from a very homophobic culture. African culture is woefully homophobic. I mean, not only like is like sex kind of taboo, but like homophobia is just like, oh my god, like it's very, it's like super. I mean, there's countries in Africa right now as we speak where homosexuality is punishable by death. By death.
Holy shit.
Like, literally by death.
Wow.
I mean, they'll put you in prison, they'll torture you, they'll cut your hand off. Like, they'll do barbaric stuff to you if they find you in a situation with a same-sex partner.
Wow.
Yeah. No, like, really, really real. Like, right now, Google it. Like, which countries in Africa is it illegal? And it's, like, a real thing. And even if it is legal, like, just socially in the other country, like, it's just, people will stone you. Like, it's crazy. So I was petrified. I was really, really petrified. Like, I didn't know what, you know, how people in my family would react to this scene and my role. And yeah. I mean, even like filming it wasn't a big deal, because it was like a closed set, and I was like having, you know, it was the guy that plays my boyfriend is like a really close friend of mine. So we've really built this level of trust where like it's not even like a big deal when we're filming these scenes together. But yeah, anyways, like, the show comes out and I am like panicked.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like waiting like for like people to like just hit me up and like just hate me, or like send me hate messages and like, or disown me or not talk to me ever again. But something amazing happened. This sex scene came out and I'm still alive.
Like, oh my god.
Like, I'm still thriving. I'm very healthy.
Yes.
Like, nothing happened to me. Like, I feel great, and I'm shooting a second season. I'm making money. And not only that, but like, so much more support than there was like any hate. Like, I mean, my brothers are amazing. That I have the best brothers in the world, and they just like were so supportive of me. I have the best friends in the world. Like, we had a screening and like they paused it during the scene, and like one of my friends was like, that's my friend on TV. That's my friend. Like, it was so much love and support for me that it made me like, my anxiety is completely gone now. Like, I just feel like, as an actor, you shouldn't be afraid to do any, like, you're an actor. You're literally like creating a scenario that like really, it's not your life. It's this character's life. So like, I don't think I would shy away. Like, I actually used to tell my manager, like, please don't send me any queer roles, because I was just so scared. But like, now I'm like, yo, like, I'll do whatever. It's acting. It's like literally my job. So yeah, I'm so happy I did that scene, and I would do it again. I am doing it again this season. Yeah,
fuck,
for sure.
So awesome. Yeah. And it's just so, I feel like shivers up my spine for how empowering that feels.
Yeah.
To just be like, I survived.
Like, I'm literally still alive. And
yeah.
I think it's a really cool thing in TV and film now that there are like a lot more queer characters. There are more like love stories being told. Like heterosexual love stories are not the only love stories that exist yeah. or deserve to be on a platform. There's so many more like love stories to be told. Mm-hmm. I mean, not even just in like same sex, you know, love stories, but like, I don't know, there's just, love exists in so many different forms, especially yeah. like nowadays we have like polyamorous relationships or there's a cool show on Netflix with this one woman who was polyamorous and had like all these like different like partners, like male or female. And I thought it was so cool. So yeah, I'm like, it's, I love where TV and film is going right now. Yeah.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Fucking cool. I love that. I love that. So how do you feel about sex and pleasure at this stage in your life?
Yeah. I think that like at this stage in my life, I feel the most confident that I've ever been in my life. Whereas a younger version of myself was very like nervous and shy about like just being myself or like just being interested in things that naturally interested me. This in this current body that I'm in this current mind that I'm in, like I don't give a fuck. Like I like whatever you're into, whatever you want to do with whoever you want to do it is like is cool. Like truly, I'm not scared anymore to like express myself any way that I want to or do whatever I want to with whoever. It's really nobody's business except for my own, as long as I'm being safe and I'm not like putting anybody else in danger and or at risk. It's perfectly fine. One of my favorite shows, oh my God, I love this show. Y'all gotta Google it. It's called Slut Ever. Oh, have you heard of it?
I know. What, is it Kylie Slut Ever? Okay, what's her
Carly
name?
Carly Santino.
Yes, Carly. Yeah.
Have you watched it?
No, I haven't watched it.
It's incredible. Oh. The best way I describe it is Animal Planet for humans, because it literally like every episode takes you through like a different like sexual interest. It's like one episode is like, you know, trans people in their sexual lives. Another episode is like robot sex, and it takes you through like robots who like sex dolls and stuff like that. Another one is like, you know, doms and like sex. Like, there's so many different. That's just like the surface of it. Like, yeah. She takes you through like almost every single sexual interest and like dives into it in such an interesting way. Like. Yes. There's certain episodes you start off and you might feel like, oh, that's weird. Like, I would never do that. By the end of every episode, I swear to God, like, even if I'm not interested in doing it, like, I understand, you understand it. And you're like, okay, I understand why somebody would be into that. I think everyone should watch it because, like, I mean, people are so scared and so shy to, like, just do what they want to do, like, naturally. And I think this show really shows, like, you're really not alone. Like, yeah. A lot of people are probably into whatever has been done, what you want to do. And it's not a big deal if you want to try it. There's a community of people out there, no matter what you're into, that will, like, I mean, especially in this age of the internet, you can easily find somebody who's into what you're into. Go ahead and try it.
Yes. Period. Oh, my God. Yes to this, Kareem. I love what you're saying around that.
Oh, cool.
And I love that feeling of like, yeah, just like, fuck, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And I'm not going to judge anyone else for what they're into or what they want to do, because it's like we all have our own unique interests and we're all individuals and it's nobody else's business but your own.
Absolutely.
And like, and I love that there are so many amazing resources out there. Like, I haven't watched Slut Ever, need to watch Slut Ever. I follow her on Instagram. But yeah, like, even like, this is quite basic, but like Gwyneth Paltrow's Sex, Love and Goop. Such a good documentary series.
I loved it. People made fun of her so much because they're like, oh, all this like kooky stuff. But I'm like, it's different. Just because it's different, like,
totally.
It's fine. Like, I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so into people just I loved that documentary. I really, really did.
Yeah,
I loved
so
that
did
she
I.
was open to just trying all these different things and like not being ashamed about it. I will never forget this like one video series of these elderly people. They're like all in their 80s or 90s, and they asked them like, you know, what's one thing that you would tell the younger generation? And like, I remember the number one thing that a lot of them said was like, I regret not doing exactly what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it. Like, when this life is over for us, like, we're gone. And like, that's it. Like, I feel like not until we're on our deathbed will we realize like, none of this really matters.
Yeah.
Like, in the moment, it feels like the biggest thing in the world. But once we're gone, like, it really doesn't matter. Just like, do whatever you want. And like, that's it. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, life is so fine. It's too short for you not to be doing exactly what you want to do when you want to do it.
Fuck yes. Yeah. God, I've got shivers through my whole body. That's just so beautiful. That actually leads me to my last question.
Okay,
and obviously, that's the advice from the elders. But that might be yours as well. I was going to ask you.
No.
With all the wisdom that you've kind of been bestowed with through your life experiences, what would you tell your younger self?
Yeah, totally that. Like, bro, Karim, like, it's not a big deal. Just like, do whatever you want. Like, truly, like you're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay, dude. Like, even if people make fun of you, those aren't your friends. Like, move away from those people and you will find a group of people who are loving and like totally understand you, and you're on the same vibe. Like, do whatever you want when you want to do it. Like, within, as long as you're not hurting anybody else, as long as you're being safe, go ahead and do it, dude. Like, period. Like, you're gonna be okay. That's really what I would love to tell my younger self. I think that's it.
Fuck yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
Of course.
And final question. What's your favorite finger food?
My favorite finger food is fruit. Like, truly. I love eating strawberries. I mean, I have my fruit smoothie right here.
Yes.
I drink it every single morning. It's to the point where, like, when I'm traveling, I put my blender in my bag because, like, I just don't trust. I can't go a day without eating fruit in the morning. I'm dead serious. Like, I'm so serious about it. And I think it's the healthiest way for you to, like, start off your day. Fruit is so, so healthy. And not just, I truly believe for every aspect of your life, not even just for your physicality, but for your libido, for your sexual life.
Yes.
Like, it definitely, like, makes you strong, and it makes you, like, sexual and healthy. And, like, I don't know, I just feel like when you're, like, waking up and, like, I don't know, eating, like, Fruit Loops and, like, all that, like, processed sugar, like, just lowers your energy and, like, your vibration is just low. And yeah, so it's strawberries, oranges, it's bananas, it's all of that, because that gives me the energy I need to do everything I want.
And quickly tell me, what's in your smoothie?
What's in my smoothie? Oh, do we even have time?
Can you give away your secrets?
Wow. Okay, so there are bananas, there are raisins, there are dates, because that's a natural sweetener. Don't put processed sugar in your smoothies, that ruins it. Put dates, just as sweet and way healthier for you. I put coconut shavings, I put cut up pineapples, and then I put frozen strawberries, mangoes, I put in avocados for protein, and then I also put blueberries in there, and then I top it off with coconut milk. Yeah, every morning, every 24 hours, it's life.
Stunning. I love that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for all of your insights and your wisdom.
Oh, this is so much fun. This is awesome. I'm like, it's over already?
I know. I mean, we've been yawning for a while.
Yeah,
it's shocking. We've been in a portal.
Oh my gosh, it has. Time goes by when you're having fun.
Mm,
Thank you for having me. This was a very, like, I don't know, it was interesting to, like, reflect on, like, my journey thus far. Like, it's been such a long journey from, like, a small, like, unconfident, like, that kid who was made fun of and just nervous to, like, being this confident, like, proud, like, human being. Yeah. Mm. It was really interesting to reflect on. I pray for this confidence on everyone in the world, truly, because I know there's so many, like, I don't know, just, like, unconfident people who, like, listen a lot to, like, what, you know, everyone says around them.
Yeah.
And there's just such beauty in, like, blocking all of that out and just, like, living your truth. So much better on this side. It's so much better on this side.
Oh, fuck, it really is. I just love that reminder so much. Like, of, yeah, I think also, like, we can go, I know from my own personal experience, I've had spouts of, like, I'm liberated, right? I'm free. Yeah. And then I'm like, sometimes I go back into a little shell and I'm like, I just love hearing that as, like, a little reminder. Sure. Like, keep doing you, boo.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think we all, like, even myself, I feel like a very confident person, but we all have moments of, like, you know, like, what's going on? Am I doing the right thing? But as long as, listen, you can cry for one night or maybe even two, but as long as you wake up and remind yourself that you're doing the best you can, that, like, you know, you look in the mirror and, like, you really wake up and be like, I'm a bad bitch. Like, go ahead, listen to that last Beyonce album. If you feel bad about yourself, she'll get you right in your head again. Like, I'm doing the best I can. I'm the baddest bitch. Can't nobody tell me different. Hey, just walk out in the street and live your life, boo. Do you? Yeah, truly, truly.
Yes, on that note, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is so sweet.
Thanks for dining with Finger Food. If you liked this conversation, you can tip your maitre d' by subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing this podcast with your friends. If you want to find more of my podcasts, go to stacyogorman.com. Stay safe. Stay sexy. See you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.